things, pondering them in her heart. From most perspectives, Mary had a lot of good going on. There she was with this newborn baby boy, healthy from all indications. She was still engaged. If you consider the alternative, this was a good thing. She was pregnant out of wedlock in this culture. She would often have been sent away shamed, but Joseph kept her. He stayed with her. He supported her. And we even know that she found favor with God. An angel from heaven revealed this to her. Verse 17, this group of shepherds arrived reporting what they had heard, what they had seen from angels as well. But if we're totally honest, we might say that Mary had some things going against her. Here Mary was pregnant outside of wedlock. Again, in this culture, this would have been looked down upon with a frown. Her and Joseph were poor. By all indications, they lacked a lot of income, any financial stability. They may have wondered where their next meal might come from. They did not have a lot of income. Mary was far from home. It was Joseph who was from Bethlehem, not Mary. She's giving birth in probably the least desirable place to give birth, far from home, far from family. All of this taking place in a stable. So how could Mary be so positive? How could she be so hopeful in the midst of such adversity? Mary's hope was in God, not in her circumstances. I want to leave you with just one encouraging word this morning. And like Mary, I want you to find your hope in Jesus Christ. Now, hope includes an optimism. It includes an anticipation. Hope includes a confidence. Biblical hope is a hope in God's promises. It's a confidence in what God has revealed. Hope is not distinguished from certainty in the Bible. We know for certain when God makes a promise that it will come to pass. So God's promises are certain, so our hope as believers is assured. Yet we struggle with hope. Some of us may feel more hopeless than we do hopeful in our lives. People, circumstances, our culture, politics, the news, school, work, even recreation can sap hope from us. Frankly, we live in a world of hopelessness, so it's no surprise that the vermin of that hopelessness would infect us as well. The world is always promising fulfillment. This hope that it always promises, it always fails to produce. And it's a no wonder that we too would feel that sense of hopelessness. But again, just think about Mary for a moment. There she was in this stable. It would have produced a particular odor that was not pleasant. It would have been dirty, ugly, mucky, surrounded by animals. Her future is uncertain. There's a newborn baby she's now responsible for. And on top of that, this group of shepherds, who aren't particularly the finest gentlemen in the area, now invade her makeshift home. But yet we know that Mary treasured all they told her, pondering it in her heart. Mary treasured their testimony. This Greek word means that she did not fully comprehend what they were saying. And elsewhere in the Bible, it's used to describe a person who's puzzled, still trying to put the pieces together, hearing revelation, and just keeping it in mind in order to understand it. And Mary's pondering all of this in her heart. She's reflecting upon it. She's thinking deeply about it. She's putting together the last few months of her life. This angel appeared and prophesied a pregnancy. She becomes pregnant by way of a divine miracle. She visits her cousin, Elizabeth, who gives birth to someone we now know as John the Baptist. And this an angel also appears to Joseph, revealing him what is to come. Mary's thoughts are wholly fixed upon the Lord and not her uncertainties. Therein lies the secret to hope. We should have a constant satisfaction. We should have a constant hope as believers. Why? Because our hope should be in Jesus the Christ. Listen to what John Piper, a pastor in Minnesota, has said about hope. If our future is not secure by God, satisfied by God, then we are going to be excessively anxious, which results in either a paralyzing fear or a self-managed, greedy control. And we're going to be thinking about ourselves, thinking about our future, thinking about our problems. Brothers and sisters, hopelessness is a distraction. It diverts us from Christian living. It keeps us from a spirit-infused joy. And it keeps us, in fact, from the uninhibited relationship that we could enjoy with Jesus himself. Hebrews 6, verse 18 tells us to take hold of the hope set before you. I love the next verse. It says, this hope we have is an anchor of the soul. I mean, what a picture. The ship is not going to drift when its anchor is cast. The ship does not drift because of the anchor. It's not because of the captain or the compass or the crew. It's the anchor. And hope in the gospel keeps us from drifting. It's like the teeth of an anchor sunk into the bedrock of Jesus Christ. We are preserved from destruction when our hope is in Christ. During the storms of life, people are meeting destructions in this life because their hope is in something else. But not for the believer. He and she has their hope anchored in the Lord. So I ask you this morning, does what you treasure bring you hope? I want you to ponder all that life has done, all that God has done in your life up until now. And if you're having a hard time thinking about what that is, you're either unsaved or not thinking hard enough. Because I can assure that every believer has seen God do works in his or her life. That should be a source of great hope. And at Christmas, we now celebrate the birth of our target, Jesus Christ, the one in whom we have our hope. And he is God's gift of hope unspeakable. Mary fixed her hope upon him. Mary treasured him. And I pray that you would know her same hope this holiday season. Let me pray for us. Father, this is a beautiful time of year. We love Christmas. We love traditions. We love the birth of our Savior. We also wrestle with hopelessness. We also wrestle with a lack of hope. It's a hard time of year for many people. And I pray for your comfort for those souls that are hurting, for those hearts that are heavy. I pray that they would come to faith in Jesus Christ. I pray if they know him, they would put their hope in him this holiday season. We pray for divine intervention in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. As we close this morning, any who have questions about hope in Christ, I would invite you to come forward and pray with me. Don't hesitate to come and talk to me. But let's stand and sing together as we close this morning.